raised up a standard against the devil in that day. Oh, little bride, this morning, won't we lay in the presence of God's revelation of this hour and ripen and with patience wait for that great standard? Let us not, next time the devil raises up in our church, let us unify ourselves and stand together. We've learned a great lesson here. How many is going to stand behind your pastor here? Let's stand together. Now, I'll tell you, in the name of the Lord, it'll be just exactly the way they're preaching. Oh, friend, if you are, I wish I had some way to make it plain to you. Oh, trust us. We're going down a road, but let's be patient. There's people sitting back here, the Claimer family, the Potts family. This ain't persecution. Don't scare them. Why? Man, they've been through tribulation. Those people over in Europe suffered no food, brother, didn't know where one another's alive. Through one prison camp and out the other. And oh God, and I see people that went through the persecution like that without any great, great token of God. And then stand the day, oh God, and people don't want to suffer. Oh, there's a lot under this bride, a certain portion of suffering. And let us not be, well, Lord, let this cup pass from us. Let's pray, Lord, not my will but thine be done. We're able to drink of this cup. And we're able to be baptized with the baptism that he's baptized with. Amen. How many wants to be baptized with that? Drink from that cup. If you suffer, Jesus said, if you suffer with me, ye shall reign with me. People that are not willing to suffer are not going to reign with Jesus Christ. How many wants to suffer? Lord, let me be like old Saint Martin. When they come up there, they heard about him preaching, healing the sick, raising the dead, and preaching the truth. A squadron of soldiers come up there from the emperor. Said, art thou Saint Martin? He said, I am he. Said, we have come to cut your head off. He said, you have? And he just threw back his coat and stuck his head out. Said, cut it off! And that old Roman soldier made a big swipe at his head with that sword, and the power of God hit him and knocked him 15 feet. And the old soldier come calling back on his knees, asking forgiveness. Oh, brother, that's when the bride will stand up, and you'll see another book of Acts wrote out behind that bride. Oh, brother, God, take away all the wishy-washy out of us. Give us a backbone instead of a wishbone. Help us to stand up against this unbelieving devils today. If the telephone rings and shoots you with that old poison interpretation, say, brother, I don't want to hear that stuff. I believe the word of God. Hang it up. You know, if we'd stand up, the people come to our homes and begin. Somebody, I don't know who it was, my wife was telling me, they called up a sister, left the church, and said, oh, you're not going over there. Aren't you going to stay here? And said, how can you believe all them things that boy says and know it's wrong? She said, well, I don't know. You'll have to call a certain sister, and she'll tell you what I believe. My Lord, have mercy. What is people going to do down the road when they come through these great trials and testings and this persecution without any leadership? What do you better? Let me tell you something. The only way that you can follow God is follow God through his servants. Amen. But you better make sure who you're following. Amen. The only way that you'll ever see God and follow God in this heart is through his ministry. Amen. You say, what about this, brother? I don't know, but I know that God has a ministry today that's led by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I believe the bride of Christ knows the voice of God. Amen. Oh, friend, I don't know. I'm sorry, but something down in me is crying out. We got to get right with God. We got to know where we're standing. Let's sing, I love him now with all worship in just a minute. Oh, aren't you thankful for Jesus Christ? Any minute this World Council of Churches could come down, these race riots and millions could die. And oh my, what an hour to know that you're right with God. Let's sing, I love him. I love him. Just worship him now. I love him because he first loved me and salvation on Calvary. Tree. Softly now, worship him from your heart. And I love him. Make love to him. And I love him. Yes, Lord. Because he first loved me and her affection on Calvary's tree. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same. Oh, praise him. As his holy name, that's the reason why him so, for Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Only believe, only all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. Possible, only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Now I want you to bow your heads once again, your eyes closed, while our sister prays softly. Jesus is here. You know what it is? The power of demons is on people today. He comes to steal, to kill, and to rob. He wants to take all the teenagers to a burning hell fire. Down there with Elvis Presley. And all to be down there is the echoing of Beatle music. Torturing and burning in a lake of fire. You say, "Well, preacher, you're trying to scare me." No, son. Sisters, no. No, but I'm warning you of a hell fire of burning brimstone. Without that token of God, you can't make it. Without that blood, you're lost. Millions and billions of teenagers rocking and rolling their way to hell. And what is it? It's a devil seducing him, drawing him in there. And oh, Lord, I know how it is, Lord. The devil tries to tell us when we're young, live and have fun. And then right at that time, you get married, and then you'll give your heart to the Lord. You know, there's a man like that one time said, "Oh, I'll build me a new barn and put all my wheat in it. What will I do with all my goods?" And Jesus said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." Friend, there's no words in our vocabulary to tell how terrible the tribulation is going to be. How terrible it is, they'll hunt down like a dog. And then if you join up with that World Council of Churches, God said he'd cast you in a lake of fire and burn you forever and ever. Friend, I don't know about you. I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord. I've always feared the Lord. Even when I was out in sin, I was scared to death of the preachers in the graveyard. Oh, my friend, Jesus calls every person and gives them a chance. If there's one here that don't know the Lord Jesus in a personal experience, if you're following after the lust of your heart, You don't know how precious the Lord Jesus is. He died for you. God gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How precious Jesus is. He's the only one who'll satisfy you. We see your children out trying to, a hot rod is trying to satisfy them. A different girlfriend's trying to satisfy them. Then that won't do it. Then it's a little marijuana, and then a little dope, and then LSD, and then it's total insanity. Oh, Father, God, help our teenagers, help our young people to yield their life to the Lord Jesus. They might be in that great rapture and be caught out of the wrath of God, Lord, is getting ready to belch on every hand, Lord. Look at that great hurricane that swept through Mississippi and killed people by the thousands. Sucked dead out of graves. Oh, God, there'll be no hiding place in a little bit. And people run to the caves and cry for the rocks to fall upon them. Is there one? And really don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not living for the Lord, and you'd want me to pray for you. I won't call you up front. I just ask you to raise your hand if you want the preacher to pray for you. You're running from the Lord. You're not yielding to the Lord. You'd want the preacher to pray for you. Just, I love you. If you're sitting here, I love you. Because I was out in the world one time. I wasn't yielded to the Lord. Is there a one? You'd raise your hand and want Brother Bob to pray for you? Is there a one? Don't take that downward path. Be yielded to the Lord Jesus in this hour. He's coming. Dear Father, Lord, we preached your word this morning. We know that all is of God. You're God's word. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Lord, we know that our days are numbered. We know that thy wrath is ready to belch throughout the land, and it is belching now, Father. Soon great earthquakes have set in here in the United States, and people die by the millions. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to live close to the cross of Calvary. We might be led by thy Holy Spirit. You might lead us out of all destruction. Keep us in safety. Lord, we're trusting you for our Savior, for our healer, for our provider and our protector, Lord. We said we believe now, Lord, you're going to let us be tried. So, Father, help us to stand the test like our brother Joel. In Jesus' name, let's stand at your feet. Take the name of Jesus with you. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and the world. With joy and comfort give.